ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Out of my own light, the sea light, we are the salt of the earth. And all of us, I don't know how many of us are in this room this morning, if we have to cook lunch for everybody, we can't say the number of people here is the number of cups. The number of cups of salt we apply. So one cup of salt for each person. No. So it's not in the amount of the many, the salt, how do you put it? It's not in the multitude. Salt just needs a pinch. That's why it's called a pinch. A pinch of salt. Because by the time you use one cup, in fact, you can't use one cup for everybody to cook meal for everybody in this room, it will lose its saltiness. And nobody will be able to eat it. And that's what the Bible says. We will just throw the food out to the dunghill. So we are the lighthouse. And you see, the reason why I believe God is also bringing us to preach this message at the moment is that even the people in the church don't understand who they are. I love that song this morning. We can't be here and we are complaining about our country. We can't be here and we are complaining. All you just have to make a decision today, from today again, I am as a salt, as a light, I have the responsibility to keep my portion. Anyone and everyone who comes in contact with me, let it be that they have come in contact with God. As a doctor, as an engineer, or whatever vocation that you have, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are like a city set upon the hill. So this church is raised for that purpose. We are the lighthouse. Our vision, I've said it last week, saying it again. And one of the things that I've found out about God, he keeps saying the same thing. He keeps saying the same thing. And Paul also said, he said, for me to say the same thing over and over again, it's not a bother. It is safe. It's actually safe. Because when Ayalin comes, you can easily recognize it. I understand for bankers, when they take them to training school and they want to train them for counterfeit notes, they don't use counterfeit notes. They just train them how to recognize original notes. That's the training. So they bring original 1,000, 500, 100, 50, and they bring it in different ways. If it has loose strength and quality, almost shredding, this is still what you look for in original. And so it's very easy for a banker to recognize a fake note because they have trained them in the original. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And then we talked about our mission, that when we can achieve it, everyone, you have something. And then we are building a community out of it. And then our values, it starts from forgiveness, uniqueness, love, leverage, nobility, excellence, supernatural, and service. Say with me again, I am a lighthouse. Okay, so let me take it in the next 5 minutes. These other things. What is our belief? We have some core beliefs, which in the body of Christ, it forms the basis of why we are here. Number one, we believe in God. We believe in God. We believe in God. We believe in God. Well, we just believe that our own God is the creator, eternally existing in Trinity. We need to distinguish that. A Trinity, you can't find that word in the scripture. It's a Latin word, tranos, which means God, the source, the power, existing in three different persons at different dispensations, but they are equal. We can feel their lives, their impact upon their lives. I don't want to teach on the concept of Trinity again today, but one of these days, I will bring out scriptures for you. Maybe one of the scriptures is when Jesus went into Jordan to be baptized, a voice came from heaven, and rest upon the person of, spoke over the person of Jesus, and then they saw. The Holy Spirit is not dope. No, I'll come. I don't want to. Don't let me start something this morning. Let me just cap it there, like they do on the high ocean concerning the oil of Nigeria. Let me put a cap on that for another day. But hey, we believe in God. Secondly, we believe in Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God, not a prophet. He's the Son of God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word, and if you read it, it's capital W. So we believe. Not only that, he was born of the Virgin Mary. It's not IVF. And God concluded a plan in Genesis 3:15. And he just looked for the womb of a young virgin who was available. There was no contamination about that. I'm not talking about Nicene Creed this morning. You know Nicene Creed? So we believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God, born of Virgin Mary. His blood guarantees salvation for us. Thirdly, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the present day manifestation of the Godhead, our indwelling comforter, like we read, who empowers us for service. Fourthly, we believe in the Bible. It's necessary this day. The Holy Bible. There is no other writing, no additional writing, no books of. These 66 books, written over 1,500 years, is infallible, without error. In the original context, it's infallible. It's translators who change the words. It's infallible. Holy men spake. So God breathed on them, and then they breathe out this word, same word of life. That's why it is applicable to our lives today. He says he heals. When you read the word and takes the word in as a healing word, it's activated in your life. So it's applicable for living. So we believe in the Bible. Fifthly, we believe Jesus as the gateway to eternity. Man don't die. Spirit don't die. So even when you drop this physical body, we believe you will live forever. And then there is living with God, which is called heaven, and then living separate from God, which is called hell. There are topics on their own, but we just leave it for another day. But I just want you to understand the things that we believe as a church. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's not one of the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not here to defend. You can believe, people can believe anything they want to believe. But as far as this church is concerned, this is what we have been revealed. He said, Paul says, that which has been handed over to us. Six, we believe in salvation, which is by grace, Not is a good person or she's a good person. Not moralism. Salvation, which will entail that you confess, because all men, every man have sinned, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said the wages of that sin is death. So, physical death and eternal death. Physical death in the fact that somebody can just be living and is alienated from the life of God. And then if the person lives that way and dies, eternal separation. So, man is the supreme image of God's creation, and all men need forgiveness to experience salvation. 7, we believe in the resurrection of the dead. That's the basis of the victory life that we proclaim. If the dead has not risen, if Jesus has not risen, there is no faith. So, we believe in the resurrection of the dead. 8, we believe in eternity and the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe it. We believe it. Just like he said. He said, the same way that I'm going, I'm coming back again. So we believe it. It's not just to fill up the volume of the Bible. We believe it. We believe in baptism. Water, which means we are identified with the life, crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus. We believe in it. We believe in it. And then we believe in baptism of the Holy Spirit with an initial evidence in speaking with other tongues. We believe in miracles, signs, and wonders are also given. Wherever the word of God is preached and Jesus is exalted, then miracles, signs, and wonders will break out. We believe in that. It hasn't ended with the apostle. We don't believe that. We believe that people can still be healed today. People can still be saved today. People can still be delivered today. People can experience the power of God in their lives. We believe it. 11th, we believe in the gift of the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit. There are 9 of them. We believe in that. In 1 Corinthians 2, we believe in it. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. We believe in discernment. We believe, what are the other ones? It's just there. We believe it. We healing miracles, we believe it. We believe it. We believe it. And it's still in the present day of Jesus' church. And then we believe, I've said that, we believe in the Lord's Supper. Lord's Supper, have I said that? Okay, we believe in the Lord's Supper. It's called the Lord's Supper. We are taking communion today. It's an established ordinance by the Lord Jesus to be observed in remembrance and celebration of the work of redemption. 11th, we believe in the gift of the Spirit. The good news must be preached. And when believed, it must be followed by signs and wonders. 12th, there are 12 things. So, we believe in giving. We believe in giving. We believe that the kingdom partnership in the gospel of Christ, we believe in that. And it must be with your local church where you are planted to receive God's word. And through administration, such partnership or funds from the such partnership are supposed to help us to run our ministry, support our giving to mission, the cause of the less privileged, people in despair, as written in the word of God. We believe in that. We believe in giving. I believe in giving. I believe in generosity. I believe in the local church of Jesus. It's a generous church. What is our trademark? Quickly, I don't want to come back to this next week. What is our trademark? In other words, when we see you as a Lighthouse member, what should we look out for? Number one, word study. Word study. So what we believe here, anything that is not written here, we don't do. I don't know if you have noticed, for those of you who have been around, any prayer point that I can't find root here, I won't say it here. Because this is called the pulpit. It has power to pull people up from the pit. I shouldn't have to their problems. So we believe. We believe in the word of God. Word study. So as a Lighthouse member, I don't believe that like a mother hen, I just come here every Sunday. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. You can't grow. You can't you can't grow in your faith walk that way. So, world study. All I do is to provide a framework with my message or with anybody who is preaching here. So, world study. This is a home where each person must learn how to build their life on the word of God. Even when you come in here and you have Igbadi when you are coming in, after 1, 2, 3 months, you should loosen it out. When you come in here and you are filled with, before you take a step, you must see a prophet. When you come in here, you become the prophet and you can see for yourself. That's not a good message for us in Africa at the moment. But hey, some of us have made up our mind. Anything we can't find in the world, not just in the world, anything that is not New Testament rooted, I'm not going to do it. If you are looking for that kind of church, maybe you should try next door. I'm not going to. Oh, I didn't mean physical next door. Please forgive me. Forgive me. That's not what I meant. I'm not talking about physical next door. Please understand me.
Yeah.
Secondly, reliance on God. Reliance of God. So we believe in effective prayer. And then every member of this church is not, should not be given to gimmicks. It's prayer and reliance. And prayer that are rooted. And there are things I want to, prayer is an art. So this year, I'm trusting, I've been talking to the pastor. I'm trusting how we will help people to engage in it. You can pray Ephesians 1 for yourself, that I will be filled with the knowledge of his will. I will be, the eyes of my understanding can be flooded with light. These are the way we were taught. And so the confidence to follow this God through comes. I believe we should pray for our leaders. I believe so that the Bible is so clear, that we may live a quiet, peaceable, and godly lives. The gospel may be preached. So, the second trademark, every church member here, we don't believe in prayer contractor. So, you have to learn. The only way to pray is to pray. And then, prayer is a proof of your dependence on God. Reliance of God. As totally excellence would drive quality in all that we do. Excellence. Oh, okay. That's the identity. I think it's different from the trademark, but it's okay. It's also the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. Excellence. So as a church member here, you must live an excellent life. Excellent in speech, in conduct, in conversation. Excellence in the way that you the way you behave in the workplace. You are the lighthouse. So excellence. And consistently driving the quality. You should be the one winning the prizes at work. Our prizes are high because you are the lighthouse. So we believe in excellence. If you run a business, the same thing. Excellent approach. Value-driven businesses. So the next one, worship. Worship. It's an embracing lifestyle. If you have been here long enough, you probably find us lifting up our hands. You probably find us, some people, kneeling down. It's a proof that, this one, if you don't take these hands, he can't do anything. So it's the lifestyle of our patriarchs. Abraham worshipped. Isaac worshipped. Jacob worship. David. Even the act of the apostle as a minister to the Lord. So, in prayer, in worship, that's the place of divine instruction. So, that's a trademark. That's why we have encouraged the kind of, even the choice of music that we picked, so that it can help people develop that lifestyle of worship. Worship for us is beyond what you do on Sunday morning for 25 minutes. It's a lifestyle. Next one, personal care. And I will say this, where each one experiences personal care, no matter how large we are. Hey, this one is from the understanding that we are a team. Together, Everyone. So when it comes to personal care, it is not, I said it last week, this church is not a place where you just come to receive. You must be given. Not just money now. You must look out for your brothers and your sister. You must give money, but look out. So when we talked about visitation, when we talked about care, hey, you desire a friend, show yourself friendly. You desire that someone should also look out for you, look out for someone. I can't look out for everybody. That's a great task. Even in management, they said, one person, I can only oversee 200 people per time. But even the 200 is very challenging. Because those 200, I must know whether they are married. If they are married, what is their wife's name? If they are half kids, what is their kid's name? How do I know them? When is their birthday? When is their wedding anniversary? When is the kid's birthday? When is the kid's wedding anniversary? This is a body. So everyone, look for the welfare of others. And that's why the Bible is so clear. It said we should do good, especially to those. So it's not church, it's not a place where we develop entitlement mentality. It's ownership, the body of Christ. And everyone has a contribution to make to that, to the health and the well-being of that body. I'm almost through. The next one, matured character. Every church member here, as the world is working in our life, we must be building sound character that is rooted in love, faith, and hope. Did you hear me? Love. So our love walk, our faith walk, and then our hope, believing the best of each other. Where there is no vision, people cast off. When we can't see this thing, that's why we tumble on ourselves. We don't have it here, but I've been through some of our denominational churches. When they are holding meetings, sometimes the way people talk across each other, and when the meeting doesn't go well, somebody pull out something and say, "Man, Logan, in church, I will beat you with medicine." That's what that says. When people do council meetings, they prepare themselves. Halada, sit down. Elder, sit down. Oh. Sound character. Rooted in love. If Jesus, sorry, it may take off 50 years to get to this picture, but I'm not going to be tired. You will be hearing me as long as you are a church member here. Faith walk. We hate ourselves. The same thing that we do on the road, we do it for ourselves in church. Some people, we take money from their fallen brother. They knew they are not going to pay. They said, "Go and report me to pastor." I've had issues like that. Maybe not here. But I've had issues like that. I sat two brothers and said, "But when you are collecting," he said, "I don't want to pay, so..." I say, "The Bible says defraud not." And he quoted back at me. Said, "The Bible says when somebody borrow your waistcoat, give him the jacket so that he can have three-piece suit." Sound character. Matured character. You know, sometimes, for us pastors, we see quite a lot. Sometimes, I don't know when people enter into 70-30 agreement, 50-50 agreement. When the agreement didn't agree, that's when I get to know. And then, seventh, mentoring. 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 You, every one of us in this room, you can speak to somebody's life. No matter the kind of, the measure of growth. Mentoring also means discipleship. 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 Well, what are we discipling ourselves in? Faith, love, hope. Faith, love, hope. Faith, love, hope. And I know that some people here, we are trying to do our best. Some people are doing our best. I know professionals do mingle here. I know people relate to people here. But will we do more of it? Because that's the whole lesson. Jesus had disciples. And there was one peculiarity about the disciples of Jesus, Mars. They are not even educated people. So please, this is not an elite church. I'm begging you, everybody, let's have that understanding. My vision is that even when someone comes there and is not educated by reason of interaction with people, the Bible says after Jesus left, they couldn't call those men ordinary fishermen. They said they had knowledge that they had been with Jesus. And that's my desire, that we will have a church that even when somebody doesn't know anything about education, when they come in here, they will be inspired by other people's story and they can start their journey from where they are, and then they can be mentored into significant living. So this is not a church of effusive or swagger. People's story can inspire other people's story, but hey, it's not elite. I'm begging you, and whatever I don't model, I don't expect you to see. That's why I'm taking my time to explain these things. Every human being that we can see, they are created in the image and in the likeness of God, and they have the right to live. They have the right to live significantly. So let all the guards go down. Let's no hair, no swagger. The things, see, at the end of the day, I keep saying to our pastor, hey, I can boldly say, follow me as I'm following Christ. If I don't make demand, unnecessary demand on people here, nobody should come here and make it on other people. Praise the Lord. God will give us growth. But even at that growth, the day I start to go around with bodyguards, know that I've started dipping my hands in things. I don't need it. If someone kills me here, I go home. And except the Lord watches over the city, really. Where they do it, is it wrong? It's not. That's what they see. But I don't see it. Little children came to Jesus. Did they have a busy thing? So, I have many fans here. It's deliberate. I'm not sure they said, what are you coming to do? Jesus needs to rest. I said, no. Let them come. Because these ones, they understand what this love walk is. And do you know kids understand it? 1 minute they box each other, the other minute they are holding hands. They fight over toy, the other minute they are sharing their sweets. And that's the Christian life. That's why Jesus said, unless we receive this as a little child, we can't enjoy the benefits. Let me stop here. Please, we have a work in our hands. Africa is ready for revival. It's right. We are ready. We are in it already. But hey, people want to see. There was a research I bumped into. Why people don't go to church. And it was done on a street. They just ask people. And where churches are located. So you hear responses like, church, what are they doing here in that place? They fight themselves almost every Sunday in their car park. You know, those were the responses. Hey, somebody said, oh, I have a neighbor who went into here and his or her case became the local news. And they were asking those people, okay, have you ever been to a church yourself? They said, no. And maybe I will not. And is that not a marketing, what is it called, principle? That one potential untreated customer has the potential to tell 200 people? So we will get into it in the course. Those are my series of messages. How we can make evangelism effective. And the number one person, agent of evangelism, It's you. It's me. Not flyers. Not social media. It's you. How well can people see Christ in us? It's a challenge for this week. How well in conversation, in purity, is a challenge in our own generation. How well in examples that we lead, in business, in partnership with other people, in keeping our words in integrity, our words matching our actions. That's the only way the gospel of Christ will find an entrance in our own generation.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,